Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the snow has stopped falling in the Northeast after that huge blizzard blanketed some areas with nearly 3 feet of snow. But in some areas, the question today is, what blizzard? Meteorologists have apologized for getting snow totals so wrong in New Jersey, where only about 3 inches fell in some places instead of the 24 that were predicted. But were the forecasts all that wrong? Because not far away, parts of New York did receive huge snow totals. Bob Rauber is head of the Department of Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, joins us now. Professor Rauber, how accurate was this forecast in your estimation?
Well, the forecast for the storm was very accurate. The storm was quite large. The main problem that came up was really the track and speed at which the storm moved. And that was very, very subtle differences. But along the East Coast, subtle differences can have major effects.
Well, so what do you make of this whole debate that's going on now about why the forecasters didn't get it right and even having this National Weather Service forecaster apologizing?
Well, let me give you an example. Okay, so let's suppose that the storm took a track that was maybe 30 miles to the east of the predicted track, and the snowfall distribution in that storm was such that the snow dropped off toward the west. Well, you'd get heavy snow over the ocean where nobody cares, and just on shore it would be quite a bit less. And this is basically what happens. It's subtle differences in the track from the forecast and subtle differences in the speed and intensity of the storm, you know, can make major differences along coastlines because, all the people live in a very specific area. And unless that heavy snow falls right over that area, you get what appears to be an incorrect forecast. So the forecasters really took the correct approach, which is to warn for the worst case scenario. It would be a much greater disaster if they would have went for a low amount and a high amount would have occurred, because people wouldn't have been prepared. It's much better, I think, for the public in general to be prepared and something not to happen rather than to be not prepared and something to happen.
Better safe than sorry.
That's correct.
But the stakes certainly are raised when you have what has now become common practice in big storms like this, which is that governors of states across the Northeast decide to issue travel bans. So it's they take the forecast that they're given and decide not just to cancel school, but to close the roads and make all kinds of commerce impossible.
Well, I think taking precautions like that is the correct approach. If it would have been a large snowfall in New York, they would have prevented a lot of deaths and injuries. The alternative would have been much worse. Again, better safe than sorry is a good approach, even though I realize it costs a lot of money, lost business, and it also is an inconvenience for everyone.
Well, and is it possible for a forecaster, have you seen it happen where a forecaster comes on and says, actually, that forecast that we told you about, it's not going to happen like that anymore. And we don't think that the snow totals are going to be as much as they were, or the wind is going to be as much as they were.
Well, one thing that we as meteorologists are looking at is trying to convey to the public the degree of uncertainty in a forecast. Communicating uncertainty is not something people necessarily want to hear.
Yeah.
If I tell you that, it could be bad and it may be not so bad, you don't know how to react. And decision makers don't know how to react. So decision makers have to make a decision. And it's best, I think, to look at the worst case scenario when you make those decisions, because lives are at stake.
What about these computer models? Some people may say, don't blame the forecasters, just blame the computer modeling. It's just not where it needs to be. What do you think about that? How good are the computer models at this point?
Well, the computer models are actually very good, okay? But the computer models are only as good as the data that we feed into them, and the data is collected, around the world. But, we don't, for example, have good data over the Atlantic Ocean where, there aren't any observation systems because it's all water. I mean, the models forecasted the storm very well. Where they differed was in the exact track and intensity of the storm and the speed of the storm. And because if the heavy snow is just 5 miles offshore, no one cares. But if it's 5 miles onshore, everyone cares.
One more question before I let you go. You can go online, and I'm sure a lot of people have, and they've been looking at what the next days have in store and whether there's going to be snow 3 days or 6 days or 10 days from now. And a lot of these places have 10-day forecasts. Then there are these 30-day forecasts that I've seen. Is there any accuracy there? Can you predict with today's technology what's going to happen 30 days from now? Or are those just basically based on previous years?
As you move further and further out in the forecast, you move more and more toward climatology. In other words, what you would describe as previous years. The uncertainty grows with every day. And when you get out beyond about 10 days or so, you know, it's basically guidelines at that point. I mean, because what we see when we look at the numerical models that we use for forecasting is if you look at a number of them or an ensemble of them, you find that the spread in the forecast grows every day to the point where the spread gets so large that that you really don't have much confidence at all. So the confidence goes down as you go out to these forecasts, and they largely move toward climatology. And that's driven somewhat by the larger weather patterns around the globe. So if we see a weather pattern that is one that commonly will produce a storm, on the East Coast, you might say there's more likelihood of that storm because that pattern is there.
Bob Rauber, the head of the Department of Atmospheric Sciences at the University of Illinois. Bob Rauber, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Here and Now.